Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your...
The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's come into God's presence, this meditation time, this prayer time that we have set aside to be with Him, to talk with Him. Let's activate our faith, affirming to Him that we believe in Him, believe in His goodness, His kindness, and His love for us, that He's here present with us and wants to speak with us. Let's renew our hope in Him, that we hope all that He says will come true, everything that He's revealed, we trust will play out as He said, that those who love Him will be rewarded, those who are faithful and generous and kind will receive Him in fullness of life and eternity. So we trust in His words, we trust in His promises. We love Him. We love all that He gives us, all that He does for us. His graces, His goodness, His plan. We love Him for all of that. We renew our humility that we're just His creatures, His children coming before Him. No merit of our own, no wealth of our own other than the wealth He's given us, our dignity as His children, His creatures. So we humble ourselves before Him and ask for His graces. Maybe you can think of the grace you most need. Form that intention and ask Him for that grace. Maybe a spiritual grace you need to grow in a certain area. Maybe a healing, an intention that you have that you want to offer this meditation up for. We're going to meditate on the Gospel of Matthew. 22:34-40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested Him by asking, "Teacher, which of the commandments in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." You can imagine the scene where a Pharisees have heard, maybe in a conversation with someone, maybe in the market, maybe as they were sitting amongst the group of Pharisees in there after their moments together in synagogue or in study, but the word reached them that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, that in a conversation in a public setting, Jesus had answered them in such a way that left them without a response. And the Pharisees then decide they want to gather and go see Jesus and try to test Him, see if his ability to silence the Sadducees was due to maybe their lack of preparation or the strength of their arguments, and they want to test themselves against Him. Imagine them confidently coming to Jesus, maybe some curiosity in their hearts about who He is, how intelligent He is, how gifted He is, kind of wanting to find out. And they ask this question, a debated question amongst them of all of the laws, 600 and some of them, which is the most important, which is the greatest? How do you see it? I'm sure there were different schools of thought. Maybe some rabbis had already answered this question in different ways, and they wanted to see who did Jesus align with, which school of thought. And He said to them, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." Jesus puts loving God the Father with His whole person as number one. number one law. We can just stop there and meditate ourselves. What do we think is the most important thing in our lives? What's the number one rule we follow and organize our life by, govern ourselves by, examine ourselves daily to see if we're succeeding? You know, what does success in our life look like? The end of our life, what would we love to say we had lived up to, accomplished, right? In a sense, that could be, what is the most important law? What's the number one thing? Jesus says it's love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, all your mind, like everything. Love him. Is that our number one priority, our number one rule of life, number one goal of success? That if we've loved God, everything else is second. Doesn't it matter as much as that? I'm willing to sacrifice anything else, but not that. That's what Jesus recommends to us. That's what success for Jesus looks like for us. Loving God above everything else with all that we are. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. Everything. That's what Jesus wants, and I can spend some time meditating on that, reflecting, what does that mean for me today, here and now, aligning my own heart, my own thoughts, my own feeling, my own decisions around that number one thing. That could be very fruitful meditation. But Jesus goes on and adds a second, and this can also help our meditation. We continue to think about this. Love your neighbor as yourself. As much as you love and care for yourself, go out of your way to protect, feed, give sleep to, promote the image of, speak about yourself. Really do that as much or more for your neighbor. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. So loving God is definitely number one. And then number two is loving your neighbor. That's the most important. And it's a beautiful opportunity to just pray into that today. Examine, how do I love others? Do I love them as the most important, other than God, goal of my day, of my life, of what success looks like when I make my list of to-dos? Is loving God and loving others kind of at the top of the list for today? That summarizes everything. And Jesus answers these Pharisees saying that, right? The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Like, you ask me what's the greatest in order to rank them all. And Jesus not only gives the greatest two, but also says, you know what? These two not only are the greatest, but they really summarize everything else. If you love God well, above everything else, with all you are, and you love others the way you love yourself, really, that takes care of everything. All the virtues, all the moral law of the church, the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, everything summarized there. So if that's the case, how beautiful it is to meditate on those two principles and to align my thoughts, my choices, more and more with those two things. So continue on in this meditation, talking to Jesus about that, seeing how your heart reacts, how your mind and your feelings align with that truth, what comes up, whether it's ways of thinking, whether it's acting, ways of judging, maybe it's gratitude for how you already live it, maybe it's petition to live it more. It's asking for grace to address one particular issue that you already know and have already been working on to love God more, to love others more. So spend this time in gratitude and petition and listening. And then formulate your resolution for the rest of the day, how you want to carry this into your life today. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.